Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. This episode covers Internal Revenue Code Section 38, a statute from 1962. Section 38 defined what property qualified for the investment tax credit. It said eligible property was tangible personal property and certain other tangible property used in a trade or business, but it clearly excluded buildings and their structural components. This rule created a big question for taxpayers. For every item in or around a building, they had to ask, is this a structural part of the building or separate personal property? Courts later built tests to answer this. Those tests are the foundation of how cost segregation studies classify assets today. The investment tax credit existed from 1962 to 1986. During that time, Section 38 shaped how businesses claim tax benefits for machinery, equipment, and other personal property. But buildings and their parts, like walls or roofs, were never eligible under this rule. When the courts decided cases under Section 38, they created a framework. For example, in Hospital Corp. of America, the tax court used these same tests to classify assets under MACRS. The IRS later agreed with this approach in AOD 1999-008. That's how the old test became part of modern depreciation rules. Section 38 itself is no longer in effect. The investment tax credit was repealed in 1986, but the way courts interpreted Section 38 lives on. Today's rules for Section 1245 and MACRS use the same logic. Every cost segregation study traces its classification methods back to these early cases. This means a study today isn't just about numbers, it's about matching assets to their correct class. If an asset fits the old test for personal property, it gets a faster recovery period. If it's part of the building, it stays in the 39-year class. The study's job is to prove which is which. But here's what Section 38 does not do. It does not provide current tax authority. Citing it directly today would be incorrect. Its role is historical. The modern rules come from Section 1245, MACRS, and IRS guidance that connects the past to the present. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how your property's assets were mapped to their MACRS classes, review the classification schedules in your report.